Blink Publishing presents Both Not Half, a radical new approach to mixed heritage identity. Written and read by me, Jussa Alawalia. When it came to this audiobook, I wanted to really play with the possibilities of the form. The tabla you're listening to right now is me. Some of the quotes that appear in the book will be original audio clips, like my TEDx talk and an audition tape from 2015. I also have to thank Satpal Singh and the UK Punjab Heritage Association for their kind permission to use their original words. And do stick around at the end. My sister, Ramanika Alawalia, will be joining me in the studio for a Q&A exclusive for this audiobook. Let us begin. Fabiji, partitioned but never divided.
Apna mool pachan, recognize your origin. Guru Granth Sahib. Pad pad ilm te fazal hoyo, main kade apne aap nu padhya nahi. You read and read and become a scholar, and yet you have never read yourself. Bulle Shah.
Chapter 1. Alone in the jungle. The call rings up the curtain, always, on a mystery of transfiguration. Joseph Campbell, the hero with a thousand faces. My first performance ever caught on camera was in India. It was late February 1994. I was 3 years old, and I had stage fright. I was at my great uncle and auntie's house in Moga, Punjab, surrounded by women I didn't know, all decked out in brightly coloured salwars, clapping along to music I wasn't familiar with. Where was the bhangra? I had come prepared for bhangra. I was sporting a bright red kurta complete with an embroidered black waistcoat and handkerchiefs tied to my little fingers. Apart from my blonde hair and white skin, I was the very image of a Punjabi folk dancer. As my dad operated the camcorder, my mum tried to coax me into letting loose, but I couldn't find my rhythm. After all, I'd never been to a sangeet, a pre-wedding party arranged by and for the women of the bride and groom's families, and Asha Bhosle's Chum Chum Nachdi Fina wasn't doing it for me. But the next day, my dad's cousin's wedding day, the dhol player arrived and filled the gully with the sound I longed for. It didn't matter that I was now dressed in the page boy's outfit that had been made for my maternal auntie's New Forest wedding the previous spring. My gold silk shorts, short-sleeved white shirt and bow tie made from the same embroidery used in my auntie's bodice did nothing to hold me back. The unmetalled Punjab street was my stage. I was totally unfazed by the crowd watching me. A few uncles joined in periodically, as did my mum, who was holding my darker-skinned baby sister, Ramanik. But I was unstoppable. Bhangra was in my bones. If the dhol was playing, I was dancing. I only stopped when my mum, worried I was going to get heat stroke, tipped the drummer generously and persuaded him to take a break. This was my first experience of India. Music, dance, and joy. When the father of the bride, my granddad's younger brother, Uncle Jagir, saw us off at the train station, he held out his hand to shake mine. I duly obliged. But a few moments later, I was holding up my arms for a hug. He scooped me up and I wrapped myself around his neck. I felt safe here. This was home. Another home. A child of the 90s. My white English mum and my brown Punjabi dad met in their mid-20s in the mid-1980s in Coventry, where I would later be born in Wolvesgrave Hospital on the 12th September 1990. They got to know each other over the course of a year through mutual friends on the postgrad course my dad was doing in computer-aided design. Marriage was discussed early on, but it took my dad a bit of time to pluck up the courage to tell his parents about his white girlfriend. Anticipating resistance from my granddad, my mum, a professional artist, got to work in her studio on a large watercolour of Harmandir Sahib, the Golden Temple. With this peace offering in hand,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?